Let's try this 34-second one that is titled Explore the Ultimate User-Generated Content Gallery. Immediately appearing in front of you is a gallery, a showcase of user-generated content and other users-generated images that we can check out. You can categorize and search through those based on trends, photography, anime, nature, product design, video, all of these different categories that they have along the top here. Okay, so I like that a little better as far as like a highlight reel of the tool of Dreamina. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today covering one of my favorite AI tools, and that is HeyGen, the AI avatar generator, but it is more specifically an AI video generator, although it is more broadly an AI video generator, although it is most well known for its avatars, but that is certainly not its only use case, which we are about to see tonight. And over the next couple of days, we're going to touch on a few of the HeyGen lab features, some of their beta and experimental features that I think are really cool. We've actually demoed one of these on the show before. That is the HeyGen video podcast generator, and I'd say it was a semi-success, and today we're going to be demoing the instant highlights feature. Tomorrow, just to give you a little preview, I think we're going to touch on the personalized video feature, which I see as a super, super powerful marketing and sales outreach enhancer. But as I said, today it's all about the instant highlights. This is a tool from HeyGen that is going to be able to do exactly as it says. It's going to be able to generate a highlight reel for you from any of your long form or pillar video content. So you can take a single video, whether it's a file or a URL uploaded into this tool, and it's going to intelligently create and seek out highlighted clips based on different themes or key moments, the most engaging segments, whether that's the key phrases or specific actions in the video. And it's just a huge time saver and content creation upgrade and content repurposing upgrade for marketers especially. So what you're able to do here is, let's say you're a product marketer and you're shooting a super long, extensive product demo over an entire day. And you shoot once, you get a very detailed long form product demo. But if you have used this instant highlight generator within that long form video, you also have a 30-second clip for Instagram highlighting the key features of your product, a bunch of 15-second emotional customer testimonials or customer reactions, a focused 2-minute technical breakdown for LinkedIn, all within this same video. So that's what we're gonna demo tonight in just a few minutes. So just another really great way, again, to repurpose content and also promote and highlight the core features of any existing video content that you might be trying to publish or to also create promotional content for existing products or existing offerings again. Okay, so with that, let's go ahead and dive in. I think what we'll do is take one of our longer videos that we recorded recently here, actually an episode on Dreamina AI, which is another AI image generator. And so we'll see what kind of highlights the instant highlight generator is able to create. And you can kind of get an idea of how the tool functions, what it looks like, and the initial results on our first test here. Okay, so we are looking at the HeyGen interface. This is, if you have watched any of our episodes on HeyGen, this is looking pretty familiar at this point. But if not, and this is new to you, let's actually take a quick detour to the pricing real quick, just so everybody is up to date. If this is a brand new tool to you and you're interested in trying it out, there is a free tier. Then there's a creator tier at $24 per month, a team at $69 per seat per month. And this is at a yearly rate, by the way. If you're going monthly, it's a little bit different. You can see those prices here, $29 versus $24, $89 versus $69. And then enterprise is for any custom plans that need to go beyond these lower priced tiers. Okay, now everybody should be caught up on the pricing. Sorry for anybody who is not as familiar with the tool, but we've been over it a few times, so I don't want to burn too much time covering the pricing. Check out the links in the show notes to review that at your own pace. Okay, so we are going to check out the labs feature down here, right in the lower left-hand corner of our interface here. And there's a ton of cool little beta features here that I recommend you explore. We're going to definitely check out the personalized video, as I mentioned earlier. We also tried the video podcast. Check out our earlier episodes on HeyGen to take a look at that. But tonight we're going to be trying out the instant highlights. And for anybody who's not watching along on video, it reads, transform your long video into multiple highlight reels in just one click. So we're going to click into instant highlights. And it loads up this really simple interface where you can either paste a URL from YouTube or Google Drive or upload a video file as well. And we are just gonna go ahead and paste a URL from a recent episode we did on Dreamina, which is a image generator that was very specific to print assets. And if any of these shorts or highlights that we develop here in a minute interest you, you can check out that episode as well. Okay, so we pasted our URL here in the input field. So we're gonna go ahead and click Get Highlights, and then you get your customization menu here. Customize your highlight clips. And if you have worked with any of these tools in the past, these will be pretty familiar as well. We have our highlight instructions, which basically gives us a prompt to describe parts of the video you want to highlight. And I'll just go ahead and paste in here targeted highlight clips based on different themes, emotions, or key moments. Then you select your clip duration. You have auto, which is 0 to 3 minutes. You have less than 30 seconds, 30 to 60 seconds, 1 to 3 minutes, or greater than 30 minutes. So we're gonna go ahead and do auto. And the next is the aspect ratio that you want to generate at. We're gonna do a horizontal one. And then lastly, caption settings. And we're gonna leave captions on just to see how that performs. So we have confirmed our settings and now we are generating our highlights. And I will cut ahead for your benefit and we'll check them out when they are ready. Okay, so we have generated our highlights now. Little update for you here. I tried generating with the YouTube URL initially multiple times and we kept hitting this error where it says object download failed. If you have any idea what that's about because you are a HeyGen regular, or if someone from HeyGen happens to be checking out this episode, which would be amazing, let me know what that's all about. Otherwise, I did go ahead and upload an actual file, an MP4, and that seemed to work just fine. We got 10 items here, or 10 highlights, I would assume. So let's click into that and see what we have. And sure enough, we have this really nice list of MP4 highlights, and they are of various durations, and they have different little titles here. And we'll just read through a few of these for anybody who's not watching along on video. It says, unlock the power of music and video generators, unleash your creativity with the Canvas AI-powered image magic, explore the ultimate user-generated content gallery. Again, so we have 10 of these different items. Let's test out a couple of them here. And what I'll try and do is download a few of these and link them in the show notes for anybody who wants to check them out later on. Let's go ahead and check out this first one. Unlock the power of music and video generators. We'll see how it does. It appears that they're both in beta right now. You can sign up for the music generator when you click on that, but it appears when you click on video generator, it just gives you a little pop-up saying that you can stay tuned for their new feature. And again, if you click music generator, you get the option to sign up. The other thing you're probably noticing, or maybe noticing, is right up here in the top right-hand corner, we have our, I'm gonna just click through to the next one. That one got a little long for me, but again, depending on where you want to repurpose this content and how you wanna do that, I think the length is gonna be variable. Let's try this 34-second one that is titled Explore the Ultimate User-Generated Content Gallery. Immediately appearing in front of you is a gallery, a showcase of user-generated content and other users-generated images that we can check out. You can categorize and search through those based on trends, photography, anime, nature, product design, video, all of these different categories that they have along the top here. Okay, so I like that a little better as far as like a highlight reel of the tool of Dreamina. And again, if you're not watching along on video, we can literally cycle through each of these generations in a little slideshow here. So I really do like the user interface and I think it's a really great way to try repurposing some content. Again, I think it'll be probably hit or miss with each of these videos. I wasn't super into the first highlight. I didn't think it was very engaging as far as these sections of that episode to pick out as and try and use as a short form. But this 34-second one I like a little bit better. And then down here on the bottom, we have these options to share to social. So you can share to X, you can share to TikTok, depending on when you're listening to this episode and whether or not it is banned. You can copy the link or download the file here as well. Okay, so I definitely see the potential as far as a content repurposing tool. And just another reason to check out HeyGen. I really love this tool a lot. Definitely one of my top AI tools. Definitely let me know if you're using any of these HeyGen lab features, these beta features, and how they're working for you. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.